Commence scratching.
You know, you're lucky you didn't break more than just your wrist.
Well, you know, they should put up warning signs when they wax the floors out there. But fortunately, I'm young and rugged.
Yeah, I hate to think what would have happened had an elderly person come flying around the corner like that on a pogo stick.
I suppose you'll be filing a claim with the city for this.
As a matter of fact, no, I won't. But why is that any business of yours, Mr.
Clark Edwards, City Services.
Accounting Division.
That's right. I've been sent to your court to undertake a full and complete financial audit.
Uh-oh.
Something wrong?
There is always something wrong. In fact, while reviewing your records for the past few years, we've come up with several discrepancies in your 1039Bs.
No.
Get the cyanide, Harry. He's got it.
I wouldn't be treating this so lightly if I were you. There are serious allegations of fraud involved here.
Come on, Mr. Edwards. You're going to have to come up with something better than a couple of questionable bills to intimidate Harry T. Stone.
Gentlemen?
That ought to do it. You, more than anyone, should understand that it's very expensive to run a municipal court in Manhattan.
We are aware of that, but for some reason it's proven considerably more expensive to run your particular court, Judge Stone.
Well, Harry, you ought to really do something about that. Nice meeting you, Mr. Edwards.
Hold on. I'm afraid I have a number of questions concerning all of you, so please sit down, Mr.
Calhoun! Snuffeteer Calhoun!
Just sit down, Dan.
Oh, Mr. Fielding. Yes, please sit down, especially you.
Why especially me? I've never had a bogus expense in my life.
$5.75 for rubber surgical gloves?
There was a good court-related reason for that. Harry?
Something about a hurricane?
Yes, of course. Hurricane Mel hit New York.
Right, and that Lamaze class was mistakenly brought in on charges?
The excitement must have been too much because suddenly all the mothers went into labor.
I'm sorry, I just spoke.
Try pulling a Cabbage Patch doll through your nostril and see what kind of sound you
make. That's it, just let it all out.
If you don't like it, you can leave. I told you before, I don't need anyone.
Oh, fine. I tell you what, I'll go get you a mirror and some salad tongs, and you can do this yourself.
I think it's coming.
Instructions.
Thank you. Tommy, get me some surgical gloves.
From where?
My briefcase, top pocket. Great. Now I can deduct them.
You make a habit of carrying rubber gloves in your briefcase?
No, he usually carries them in his wallet.
I think you're a deeply disturbed man.
Thank you.
Oh, come on, Edwards. You're not going to waste our time with penny-ante little items like that.
Oh, we can get bigger if you like. Much bigger. Say, $17,538 in termite damage.
Art, dear Art, please don't think I'm trying to pry, but what the hell are you doing?
I got a work order here to fumigate the entire building. We got a problem with termites.
How big a problem?
I'll have to get back to you, Mac.
Now, see, you can hardly blame that one on us now, can you?
I'm sure I'll find a way.
coffee?
Oh, and that would be from the coffee maker you requisitioned on 7 July 1986, just 1 month after we purchased you a new one.
Oh, as luck would have it, there is a simple explanation for that one.
Oh, yeah. That all started when those two sisters were fighting over who got to keep their dead father.
Your Honor, my father's dying words were, no matter what, don't make me go with Arlene. Why, you lying?
Whoa. Dying words? Is Dad dead?
There's a kipper on a cracker.
I'm sorry to say.
Well, just the way you were talking about him, I kind of got the impression that he was, you know, here.
He is, Your Honor. This is Mr. Huebner.
Gee, he's a lot shorter than I pictured. Well, until I can make a determination about permanent custody, we'll just consider old Herb here a ward of the court, which is adjourned.
Your Honor, the Huebner sisters are waiting to see you.
Herb's kids? What do they want?
Apparently, they settled their differences and had some sort of reconciliation.
So what about the ashes?
They said whatever you decide to do with them is fine with both of them.
Oh, well, okay. But I haven't really made a decision as... Hey, this thing's empty.
Oh, Daggy, I'm sorry, Your Honor. I had to use that herb tea to test the coffee maker.
This wasn't herb tea. This was Herb.
Drank a dead man.
Mr. Edwards, I know that one's a little unusual, but I'm sure the rest of these are ordinary run-of-the-mill items.
$422 for the care and feeding of international beauty contestants?
That's pretty self-explanatory. What else you got? Well, I could tell when they came in that they weren't carrying any money. Thank you.
Your Honor.
You know, sometimes this is a great job.
Yeah, Your Honor.
Let me guess. This guy was caught peeping into their dressing room.
He's the victim, Your Honor. The ladies are the defendants.
You mean to tell me these sweet, innocent-looking young women?
Beat the snot out of this man,
Your Honor, my clients were lured to New York under the guise of a legitimate beauty contest. However, it turned out that Mr. Harris here did not have the prize money he claimed to have. The girls found out during the competition and they responded.
Your Honor, according to witnesses, Miss Congeniality led the attack with a kick to the groin.
Enough of that language. I mean the bickering, not the sweetness.
Hello. I like your dress.
You're practicing and I don't know what to say it.
My name's Bull. Bull, you know, like the animal. Bull, like this. No, not a cow. Bull.
Your Honor, can I use some of the petty cash to buy food for those bathing beauties?
Sure. How are they getting along?
Well, as far as I can tell, on looks alone. I just hope they know that at 30, the party's over.
Very well, I suppose one might make a case for that one.
One might make a case for all of them, and I'm not going to stick around here anymore, Mr. Edwards. And you know why? Because there is not a single receipt in that box that does not relate to the routine operation of a court of law.
$1,500 for an exploding broom closet?
Bat her up, Dan.
It so happens that was a direct result of an assignment given to me by District Attorney Daniels. An assignment, I might add, he personally chose me for because of his deep respect for my work.
This is the most menial, degrading task I could find.
My niece is visiting from Indiana, and I want you to show her around tonight.
Sir, normally I'd be enchanted, but I...
Oh, too bad, Dan. Looks like you get to play tour guide.
Yeah, to the little girl who lived in the shoe.
Say hello to my niece, Kitty.
What's the matter, Dan? Kitty got your tongue?
If anything should happen between you and I, your Uncle Vincent's going to find out, then I'm going to lose something that's very important to me.
Your job?
If I'm lucky. Now, why don't you just sit down and watch the big trials, okay?
I'd rather sit on your lap and suck out your fillings.
Mr. Prosecutor!
Yes, sir. Just a moment. Just discussing dental hygiene.
Dan, please.
No! And nothing will change my mind.
Not even these pictures I took in the photo book in the lobby.
Oh, my God! How did you get the stool that high?
Dan!
No, I can't! I'll die!
I understand you need some time to think it over. Think about shot number 3.
Taking the Red Ranger over to the malt shop. Want to join us for a sarsaparilla?
No, can do, sir. I'm still checking for that water leak. I just fired off the generator. I'm putting 680 pounds of compressed air into all the fire hoses.
Got a cigarette? All right, so I blew my pants off. So sue me.
Oh, I could do more than that, Mr. Fielding. I could bring you up on fraud charges. In fact, that goes for all of you. You could lose your jobs, your professional standing, and spend the next 10 years of your lives in prison.
I get the top bunk.
You know, with all that goes on around here, I'm surprised that someone hasn't been killed.
I was.
I know I'll probably regret asking this, but could you please elaborate on that?
Well, you see, it was a dark and stormy night.
Art, what do you mean Bull was hit by lightning?
I mean Bull, lightning, fried bailiff?
Where is he now, Art?
He's in your office, with the doc.
Bull!
Mind if I smoke?
Doctor, is he all right?
That depends. What did he look like before?
Just like that.
Well, then he's fine. Spooky, but fine.
Fine? Art said his heart stopped beating.
Well, yes, for a few minutes he was clinically deceased.
But I'm feeling much better now.
Really, you look dead on your feet. Oh, come on, if we can't laugh at the walking dead, who can we laugh?
It's a miracle he wasn't even hurt. With the voltage he absorbed, it must have been like French kissing a light socket.
No, that feels different.
But Mr. Shannon, I have you down for 2 destroyed uniforms. How do you explain that?
Oh, that one's easy. I sat on a bomb.
I see. Now, it appears that Mr. Shannon isn't the only one who had problems keeping their uniform intact, was he? Bailiff Russell.
I think you should know, Clark, my hobby is
shoving things.
What are you talking about, Mr. Edwards?
I'm referring to her uniform being torn apart by a Mrs. Quan Lee Duck Robinson.
That's my wife.
Oh?
Well, you see, the whole thing started when Harry was swearing in a bunch of new citizens.
Then at this time, I'm going to ask each of you to raise your right hand and repeat after me. Ooh! Mac, are you all right?
Mac, are you all right?
No!
Keep going, sir. Don't worry about me. It's just a momentary twinge.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir, I'm sure.
Okay, then let's take another shot at it. Raise your hands and repeat. I hereby declare on oath.
I hereby declare on oath.
Oh! Now cut that out. Huh? If you're in pain...
Well, that wasn't me that time, sir.
Well, then who was it?
It was me.
Quan Lee, what is it?
I'm in the middle of a contraction.
Are you sure it's a contraction?
Yes, I had one before.
How long before?
A couple minutes ago.
Oh, my God, they're 2 minutes apart.
What's going on?
Oh.
Ah, the love theme from The Exorcist.
Oh,
what's the matter, honey? Is it starting to hurt again? Well, here, just hold on to me. Thank you for leaving the skin. In about 2 minutes, I'm going to be completely naked.
All right, then. The reasons I have for the destruction of the three uniforms are set on a bomb, hit by lightning, and ripped to shreds by a small Asian woman.
Sounds right to me.
All right, getting back to the subject of clothing, I have one here, Judge Stone, for a replacement robe.
Actually, sir, maybe he's talking about the time your old girlfriend came to visit you and she threw all your clothes out the window.
Thank you so much for refreshing my memory.
Take me, Harry. Right here.
Whoa, I'm not sure this is right. This is a judge's chamber, you know. I mean, technically, it belongs to the people. It's just entrusted to me.
Got 20 minutes, Harry.
Right. They've all wondered. Now you know.
I want you, Harry. I want you. Now.
As luck would have it, I'm free.
Don't go nowhere.
Woo!
Tell me, when will you be mine? Cuando?
Okay.
I want to do something crazy here. You want to be crazy?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's be crazy. That isn't exactly what I had in mind.
I thought you wanted to be crazy.
Well, yeah, but there are other things to consider.
Like what?
Like that. Who the hell could that be at this hour?
I don't know. I just hope it isn't my husband.
Me too. Your husband!
Careful!
And if that wasn't bad enough, then I found out someone else had a key to my office and was using it for his own libidinous pursuits.
I just had to use your desk for a few minutes.
Me Tarzan, you lucky.
Hey,
Somebody's coming in. Get under the desk.
Oh, Danny, our clothes.
Hey!
That's for all the needy children, sister. I'll get a receipt later.
There's... Would you just get under there? Get...
Dan?
Harry? So, what's up?
Quite a picture.
Listen, I know how it sounds, Mr. Edwards, but these things just aren't our fault.
Oh, so you would have the city believe that you are some kind of a magnet for these bizarre occurrences.
Hey, I don't know how to explain it. It's just that weird things keep happening here. It's true. Ask anybody.
All right, freeze!
Well, are you going to ask him or not?
Watching a My Time Marathon on TV Land, and you don't have to do anything but stay tuned for more.